Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe for a few more minutes. The PM team begins at 2. Austin Bechtold is with me behind the glass. We have playoff baseball on the TV, Guardians and Tigers in the early stages of game one of their three-game wild card set. Detroit with an early 1-0 lead. Austin, you have made some playoff predictions. I have made a playoff prediction. We also made Pirates predictions over the course of the season. Austin, I told you to go back, figure out what you said going into 2025, how things would turn out for them in the end. How do those predictions look for you as we sit here now after the season, 2025 going into 2026?
Some good, some bad. I did predict them to have a losing record, but I thought that they'd be slightly better than last year. I predicted 78 wins. I think Bob was at 80 wins and Joe was at 79 wins. I had Paul Skenes being the Pirates MVP, and I had Paul Skenes winning the Cy Young Award with an all-star game appearance, which he started again. A sub-2 ERA, I predicted 186, 200-plus strikeouts, and 15 wins this past season. The 15 wins sure didn't happen. The others sure did.
But to no fault of his own.
To no fault of his own. Yeah. Also had Bubba Chandler as their Rookie of the Year.
So I did not give a specific stat line for Paul Skenes, but one of mine was that Paul Skenes would win the Cy Young, and that looks like a slam dunk. My record prediction, we had the same one. I had them at 78-84. I thought they would finish in third place in the NL Central. I thought they would narrowly be better than the Reds. And then I thought the Cardinals would actually be in last place.
I did too.
The Reds have made the playoffs. They play the Dodgers tonight. The Brewers are the best team in baseball. They got a bye into the NLDS. The Cubs made the playoffs as well. They start a series against the Padres later on today. So three of the five teams in the NL Central made the playoffs. Some of my other predictions, not just your standard cookie-cutter stuff. I predicted 25 home runs for O'Neill Cruz. First half of the season, that looked pretty good. First month of the season, it looked great. It felt like he had 12 home runs by the time we got to mid-May. He finished with 20. He was awful in the second half. One of the worst players on their team, in fact. No exaggeration. So I lose on that one. Another one I had, and this one I was able to win by one of two avenues. I said that David Bednar would not finish the season as the Pirates' closer.
That gives you the out in case he was traded or if he was just bad.
Was it because he was bad early in the season? He was. In fact, he lost his job. He got sent down. To his credit, he came back up and he looked like vintage David Bednar. Credit to him. The only other avenue that could have taken for me to be correct was him getting traded, and he got traded to the Yankees at the deadline, so he did not finish the season as the Pirates closer. That was Dennis Santana. And then my final one, I predict this every year. I will continue to do it until it happens. They got close on, what, September 20th, I think it was. Every single year, I predict that the team will throw a no-hitter. They threw a one-hitter on September 20th.
They did.
A date in which they have two no-hitters in their history. I think Bob Moose had the most recent, the late Bob Moose had the most recent on September 20th in their history. I feel oddly like that could come down the line because Paul Skenes is just so good. He could have a game where he goes like seven no-hit innings and then they get somebody to finish it out. It's a lot cooler when it's just one guy, so maybe it will be him at some point. But yeah, I mean, I went 2 for 5. Skenes is such a heavy favorite to win the Cy Young. I'm already putting that hay in the barn. And via the trade, I was right on the Bednar prediction as well. But another very frustrating, very disappointing season. Now, Austin, we have a couple of minutes left. A playoff prediction for you. What is your World Series prediction? Who's your winner and maybe an MVP?
I think, and I predicted this team to win their division at the start of the year, and it's the first time that it happened since 2001. The Seattle Mariners, led by the MVP of the American League, Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, will take a huge dump of the baseball over all the American League and hit 8 home runs this playoff, Donnie. I think he'll hit 8 and go on and lead the Mariners to a World Series victory, their first in franchise history over the San Diego Padres.
I don't remember putting it out there on social media. So you have Mariners over Padres. You have Cal Raleigh being the hero of the playoffs.
You ready for my preseason prediction? I had Orioles over Braves.
Oh, man. I mean, I was high on the Orioles, too. I'm pretty sure I thought Gunnar Henderson would be the MVP. I couldn't find what I had. Because now searching on Twitter is way more difficult than what it used to be. I thought my World Series prediction may have been like Red Sox and Phillies. Now, both of those teams made the playoffs, so I might as well stick with that. I do think the Phillies will win the World Series. That is my World Series pick, and I'm going to say that Kyle Schwarber is the MVP. That dude is one of my favorite players in baseball.
I think I 100% agree. He's just electric.
Absolutely mashes the baseball.
I have the Padres beating the Phillies in the championship series. My big upset pick, Reds over Dodgers.
Oh,
I have the Reds beating the Dodgers in the 3-game series. And most of the time, I mean, I don't know which way it is. The road team or the home team, there's like a huge split in who wins these wild card series. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's like really lopsided too, which is odd. I'll try to pull that up for tomorrow.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. A thank you goes to everybody who joined the conversation today. A thank you to Nick Farabaugh and Noah Hiles as well, Austin, for your great work behind the glass. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Clouds and sun today and a high of 80. The PM team is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.